What's one of the most fascinating cases that you've come across?
Well, there are a lot of them. One American case that I find particularly interesting is this little boy named Sam from Vermont. And he was born 18 months after his paternal grandfather, his father's father, died. And then when Sam was 18 months old, his dad was changing his diaper one day, and the little boy looked up at him and said, "When I was your age, I used to change your diapers." And the parents thought that was quite odd. The mom remembers the father walking out of the boy's bedroom with this very puzzled look on his face, because neither one of them was religious, certainly neither believed in reincarnation. In fact, right. the mom's dad was a Southern Baptist minister. And then as time went on, the boy began talking more about how he used to be the grandpa and how he used to be big, and the mom became quite interested, so she would start asking him some questions to sort of test him a little bit, and he came out with some remarkably interesting details, like talking about the fact that the grandfather's sister had been murdered 60 years before, talking about the fact that the grandfather's wife had made milkshakes for him using a food processor rather than a blender.
How old was the kid, Jim?
He was four, three or four. The parents, at least, were quite clear that he had never heard these things. Now, with the same family case like this, you never know that for sure, but they certainly felt like he couldn't have heard these things. So then when he was four, his grandmother died, and she lived hundreds of miles away from the family. So the father went out to help deal with the belongings and so forth.
Sure.
Brought back some pictures, family pictures, and before then they had not had any of his family. So the mom had him out one night on the coffee table looking at him, and the boy walks over, he's four at the time, walks over and starts pointing to pictures of the grandfather and saying, "That's me, that's me." So to test him, the mom took out, there was a class picture of from elementary school of the grandfather that had 20-some kids. It had 16 boys, because I counted those. And she said to him, "Show me where you are in here." And he ran his finger along the picture, stopped it at the grandfather, and said, "That's me."